Clive Palmer rightly seems to be in trouble, more trouble. He could reportedly face up to 5 years jail, bankruptcy, and the unravelling of his empire after an administrator's report yesterday found he siphoned $224 million from Queensland Nickel in loans, quote-unquote loans, to his other businesses since February 2011. Now, as you know, I was in Brisbane, in Townsville on Monday, speaking to hundreds of these people who now have been left destitute as a result of this man ripping money out of the nickel business. Now, the administrators have now completed their report. I have spoken to them, and they are recommending that Queensland Nickel be liquidated, and that will occur on 9 days away, April 22. The administrators have found the company may have traded while insolvent, Queensland Nickel, but most importantly, it found Clive Palmer secretly acted as a shadow director of the company, making him personally liable for Queensland Nickel's collapse. And the administrator's report says Clive Palmer used Queensland Nickel as a piggy bank to prop up his other businesses. It found on one day alone, November 29, 2012, Palmer took from the company $21.5 million for his political party, $6 million for his ill-fated bid to build a replica of the Titanic, $5 million to buy 60 vintage cars, and $38 million for himself, his wife and his father-in-law. The $224 million taken from Queensland Nickel was all characterised as loans, but the administrator found $198 million worth of these loans had been forgiven. Its report argues Clive Palmer and his nephew, Clive Mensink, may have breached five sections of the Corporations Act, as well as their fiduciary duties. ASIC is already investigating the demise of Queensland Nickel. This liquidator's report will increase the pressure on ASIC to take action against Clive Palmer personally. The Clive Palmer circus may be just about to end.